Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This morning, Queensland on alert. A mega May deluge begins, rain and records to tumble. Strike action, thousands of aged care staff walking off the job, claiming years of neglect. Campaign trail, Australians passing judgment on leaders. Pre-polling begins as ScoMo and Albo make their pitch. And the Queen steps back. Her Majesty pulls out of reading the Queen's speech at the opening of Parliament. Charles to take over.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Most of Queensland will be battered by a week of heavy rain as a major weather event kicks into gear. Flash flooding has been forecast as cities and towns recover from February's deluge. The state's centre was hit with a rain bomb overnight, with more on the way for the north today. The system is set to smash Brisbane and the southeast from Thursday.
To see this amount of rainfall this late in the season is quite unusual. The flash flooding and flooding is definitely a threat.
Along the coast, pockets could see in excess of 400 millimetres of rain this week. Scott Morrison will officially launch his campaign from Brisbane this weekend in an effort to win over Queenslanders as Anthony Albanese ramps up his blitz on Melbourne. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. What can we expect from the leaders today?
Jodie, good morning. Well, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to confirm that he will launch his campaign from Brisbane this Sunday, less than 1 week out from polling day. It will be the first time the coalition has launched in the Sunshine State since 2013 with Tony Abbott, with Queensland critical for Scott Morrison to retain government with a number of key seats in play. Today, he will also focus on jobs, developing a skills passport that employees can use to streamline their record of qualifications. Meanwhile, Anthony Albanese is in Melbourne. He's focusing on infrastructure today, promising a $2.2 billion investment for the suburban rail loop. Mr. Albanese is set to campaign alongside Premier Daniel Andrews as Labor looks to capitalise on some of that local popularity as they try to pick up some key seats in Victoria. Jodie.
Taylor Aiken, thank you. A little girl has made a miracle recovery after being left alone on a hot bus for 6 hours. Nevaeh Austin was found in a critical condition outside a regional Queensland daycare centre. But nearly a week on, the toddler has left hospital in Brisbane and returned home with her parents. And this morning, she's waking up in her own bed. Thousands of aged care workers from two states will walk off the job today in the first coordinated strike action ever. Staff across more than 100 facilities in Queensland and Western Australia will take part, stopping work for 5 hours. They're pushing for a 25% wage increase and better staffing levels. Sensational allegations have been presented at the opening of the murder trial of former rugby league player and teacher Chris Dawson. The Crown alleges he killed his wife Lynette on Sydney's northern beaches 40 years ago after asking about hiring a hitman.
He walks with a noticeable limp after two recent falls, but 73-year-old Christopher Michael Dawson says he's been waiting for this day.
Are you happy that finally it's underway now?
Yes.
Yep.
Very happy.
It's been 3.5 years since the former teacher was charged with the murder of his wife, Lynette, missing from the family home in Bayview on Sydney's northern beaches since 1982. Dawson accused of killing her over his 17-year-old school student lover, codenamed JC. He was infatuated with her, the prosecutor said. He repeatedly asked her to marry him, allegedly even telling her he'd contemplated getting a hitman to get rid of his wife. They revealed a timeline of new allegations against Dawson that just weeks before Lynn disappeared, he'd had their Bayview home valued for a sale. Then, the very next day, had left Lynn and the girls, going to Queensland with JC to start a new life, only to return 3 days later when JC got homesick. The Crown alleges he murdered Lynn 2 weeks after that, alone or with the involvement of another person or persons. A week later, they allege, he moved JC into the family home, telling her Lynette was gone and she wouldn't be coming back. The judge-only case likely to run 6 weeks.
At one point, lawyers for both Mr. Dawson and the Crown argued that the case should be heard in secret, even the verdict itself be suppressed, because they feared the negative publicity from this case would impact the case coming up later in the year. The judge, though, rejected it outright.
Justice Harrison saying of the publicity, it's almost as if the genie is out of this bottle, isn't it? Chris Reason, 7 News.
A diver's body and more than 50 kilograms of cocaine have been found next to a major harbour port in New South Wales. A man wearing diving equipment was found unconscious by passers-by on the shore of the Hunter River at Newcastle. Detectives from the Organised Crime Squad were called in after a number of packages which contained cocaine were found nearby. The drugs have an estimated potential street value of $20 million. A search of the surrounding waters will continue today. An Adelaide hospital has promised to improve its triage process after an injured elderly woman was left shivering outside for 2 hours on Mother's Day. 92-year-old Maureen Wortley was told the emergency department at the Lyell McEwen Hospital was over capacity and was taken to a non-heated area outside in her dressing gown.
I again apologise unreservedly to their family. In the perfect world, the process should take about 20 minutes.
The hospital says it wants to move the triage process inside and has already improved the outdoor setup. Buckingham Palace has announced the Queen will not attend tomorrow's state opening of Parliament. It will be the first time since 1963 that Her Majesty will miss the constitutional ceremony. Instead, Prince Charles will deliver the Queen's speech, setting out the UK government's legislative plans. The 96-year-old monarch has been struggling with mobility problems and has had to cancel a number of recent public appearances. Students across the country are being put to the test today, starting NAPLAN. For the first time, all schools will be completing the assessments online. Questions will adapt to match each student's ability, but critics still want it scrapped. As overall food prices continue to soar, avocado farmers must be watching in disbelief and despair. Tens of thousands of the fruit have been dumped in North Queensland. This video taken at the Tablelands waste station. Growers say they've been left with little option as prices slump because of an oversupply and low customer demand. Actor Craig McLaughlin will be the first to give evidence at his defamation trial today. He's suing a former co-star and two media organisations, claiming his reputation was ruined after they published allegations he was a sexual predator and a bully. He's expected to detail the impact the reports had on his life, mentally and professionally. With interest rates on the rise, many homebuyers are worried about paying the mortgage. But the advice from experts who've seen it all before is don't panic. In fact, they say it could be time to put the banks under pressure.
Last week's 0.25% Reserve Bank rate hike signalled the tide has truly turned.
We expect to see, in my view, at least 4 more rate rises.
For those still trying to crack the market, it means higher mortgage repayments after you've cobbled together a deposit. And saving that 20% is hard. Comparison site Finder did some tongue-in-cheek research showing you'd need to forego up to 52,000 takeaway coffees. At one a day, that's 143 years worth. But
don't panic.
For those with a mortgage, there are 5 crucial steps to managing rate rises.
The most important thing is to ask yourself, what am I now paying?
And remember,
loyalty does not pay.
On average, a bank charges a new customer 0.43% less on a home loan than an existing customer.
Go to your existing lender. Ask them, do you have a rock bottom deal?
And consider getting free professional advice.
Too complex a decision to make on your own. I really would say to everybody, go and talk to a mortgage broker. They don't charge you a fee.
If you're struggling,
go and see your bank and tell them you've got a few problems and you need to sort of get some relief for a period of time.
It's some scary times ahead, but ones that can be managed, we'd recommend you get the right help.
The fifth step is now's a good time to review your household budget. Switching to the best deal for expenses like car and health insurance will give you extra savings and a buffer against higher mortgage repayments to come. Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones has plunged this morning down more than 500 points. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished 109 points down. The ASX 200 down 85. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,855 an ounce. Oil is $102 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 69.52 US cents, 90.64 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. Russian President Vladimir Putin has presided over a massive military parade in Moscow's Red Square, using his Victory Day speech to justify his invasion of Ukraine. The show of military might included huge missiles and thousands of Russian soldiers. During his short speech, Putin declared the war in Ukraine was necessary because Western forces were preparing to invade Russia.
Минута молчания. Ура!
Meantime, the president of the European Council has been forced to take cover from a missile strike during a visit to Odessa. Russia's ambassador to Poland has been doused in red paint by people protesting the war in Ukraine. Sergei Andreev was confronted by the group as he tried to lay flowers at the Soviet military cemetery in Warsaw to mark Victory in Europe Day. The ambassador was surrounded by an angry crowd chanting fascists and murders before being escorted away by Polish police. British opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer says he'll resign if fined by police for breaking COVID lockdown rules. The Labour leader is under pressure over an event in 2021 at which he was filmed drinking a beer and eating a takeaway curry. Sir Keir, who's been a fierce critic of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's rule breaking, says he is absolutely clear no laws were broken in his case. Prince Harry has turned his hand to acting, starring in a New Zealand comedy skit to promote his non-profit eco-travel project. He's promoting sustainable travel, rating holidaymakers on their green credentials.
Yeah. So I'm here to rate you on your recent visit to Aotearoa, New Zealand in 2018.
Okay.
Oh, you were very respectful of local communities. In fact, you even bought some local honey.
Yes, I remember that.
Was that nice?
Yes.
God.
The skit was filmed in California, where Harry now lives, and doubled as the backdrop for New Zealand woodland. Live to US correspondent David Woywood in Los Angeles now. Good morning, David. Harry played himself in the comedy skit.
Morning, Jody. Yes, he plays himself. Look, he's done a pretty good job of it as well. Perhaps a few acting lessons in there from his wife, Megan, have helped. Look, this it's sketch. It starts with Harry running through a forest in California, which is doubling as New Zealand. He's then ambushed by Kiwi comedian Reece Darby, who accuses the prince of dropping a lolly wrapper while on a holiday in New Zealand during his royal tour back in 2018. The premise is then set for Reece to give the prince a sustainability rating as a traveller, and that's what this is all about, promoting a non-for-profit organisation launched by the prince called Travelist, encouraging people to make sustainable choices while on holiday.
So you know how people rate the places they visit?
Yeah.
Well, imagine if those destinations rated you back.
That's cool.
Yes, it is. And we're trialling it now for the first time. So I'm here to rate you on your recent visit to Aotearoa, New Zealand in 2018.
Okay.
You'll be moderately happy to know that you scored 3 stars.
3 stars?
Mm-hmm.
Out of what?
100.
100?
No, out of 5.
Okay, very funny.
Now, he goes on to say that he chose New Zealand as the set for this advert, this sketch, because of the deep connection between the Maori culture and sustainability. And if you look very closely there, you can see on Prince Harry's shirt, that grey T-shirt that he's wearing, it says Girl Dad there, a reference to his daughter Lilibet inside that sketch as well. So all round, not too bad a job there for the prince on his first major acting gig, Jodie.
Pretty good. David Woywood, thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To sport now, and West Coast have named and shamed the seven players who broke COVID-19 guidelines by going to a nightclub after their 109-point loss to Richmond. The players were fined $5,000 but avoided bans, with the last-placed Eagles struggling to name a team due to injuries and COVID. Carlton captain Patrick Cripps has avoided a ban for his sling tackle on Adelaide's Lachie Murphy, and Melbourne skipper Max Gawn is in doubt for Sunday's clash with the Eagles due to a knee injury. Jack Bird's contract saga with the Dragons is finally over. Bird has reportedly agreed to an upgraded deal from St George lasting for up to 3 years, ending months of negotiations. The first 2 years are worth over $1 million combined. The Sharks are weighing up whether to contest the bans handed to stars Will Kennedy and Jesse Ramian. Kennedy faces at least a 2-game ban for his high tackle on warrior Reece Walsh, while Ramian is looking at a 3-game suspension for his high shot on Ewan Aitken. For the second straight year, Melbourne City are the A-League minor premiers. City were confronted by a huge contingent of Melbourne Victory fans at Amy Park, whose team would have won the premier's plate if City failed to win. But there was to be no fairy tale for last year's Wooden Spooners, City holding on to beat Wellington Phoenix 2-1. City are the second team to win back-to-back Premier's plates. The finals start this weekend. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs in the northeast are triggering showers and storms across Queensland. Onshore winds are causing coastal showers in New South Wales. A high is keeping conditions clear elsewhere. Around the capitals today, Brisbane, rain increasing, heading for a top of 23 degrees. Sydney, a few showers, also heading for 23. Canberra, showers and a top of 17. Melbourne, sunny and 19 degrees. Hobart, sunny and 18. Adelaide, sunny, 20 degrees the top. Perth, morning smoke, then sunny, 20. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 10th of May, 2022.